Rhymester Amy Grant, greet the day, WWIB, 14 and a half before 6 o'clock. I've interviewed her a couple of times, so we're kind of tight. Jason Cairns, Amy and I, we're kind of on a first name basis.
Wonderful. That's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Impressive, right?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah.
I'm guessing our friend Andrea would be very jealous that you're on first name.
You know, no, true story, knowing the friend, Andrea Polnasek, what an Amy Grant fan she is, Andrea joined me in studio and did one of the interviews of Amy with me, so that was kind of cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
That is cool.
It is National Teacher Day, and the question we've got up on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, and I think I saw last night it was on the WIB Wake Up Show, just the WWIB page, which is the big kahuna, but the question is, which teacher will you never, ever forget? We'd love to hear about them. So we start with you, Mr. Cairns.
Yeah. You know, you posed that to me 25 seconds ago, mm-hmm. and I have a lot of teachers that come to mind, but I will mention Mr. Larry Navis, who was my high school advanced composition teacher, and just a genuinely good guy. He was actually my parents' English teacher when they were in high school as well.
Uh-huh.
And but I remember when we started our advanced composition class, it was a group that was selected to be part of the school newspaper, and he told our group that we were swimming in a cesspool of mediocrity, and that doesn't bode well for a good start. But it was interesting. He was one of the most caring, engaged teachers that I had all through school. Certainly encouraged my writing. So
that's awesome. One that stands out for me, I'm looking at the article. He passed away 3.5 years ago. Henry Lippold from UW-Eau Claire. You've heard me talk about him before. Broadcast journalism teacher of the year. His enthusiasm, his passion, his love for the craft of journalism in general. It didn't matter. I mean, print or broadcast. And they recently was at a dedication at Hibbard for kind of the TV, a suite to train future broadcast journalists. And, I mean, he was the best. He went to bat for me when I started at the university, went to the tech, came back to the university. But, I mean, he was just teaching the TV news subject. He's the kind of guy there should totally... I'm thinking of Mr. Holland's Opus and see if I can pull a soundbite from that, because that's a great, you know, inspirational teacher movies, you know?
Right.
And this there should for sure be a book and a movie about Henry, so there you go.
Mm-hmm.
All
Very
right.
Good.
Well, let's get into the Bible today, Colossians chapter 4, and we're working our way through. You start off with, I guess, verses 5 and 6, right?
That is where we're at, yes. And it says, live wisely among those who are not believers and make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be gracious and attractive so that you will have the right response for everyone.
Hmm. And in Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, Colossians 4, 5, and 6, he writes this, you live your daily life among those who do not know me. Listen to my spirit who has granted you insight into heaven's wisdom. He shows you how to live and relate. Let your words be full of grace, mercy, and compassion. Sadly, many people who claim to represent me leave a bad taste in the mouths of unbelievers. But my kingdom of other-centered, God-glorifying love tastes divine and leaves people hungering for more of me. When you answer people with love, kindness, and humility, they glimpse heaven.
That's what I wrote.
Yeah. Well, then we'd like your take on it. You're kind of like, you stand by it.
Yeah, you know, I do. You know, I'm reading through that. I think what stood out to me again is that looking at the world in the last however many years, the idea that as believers, too often we leave a bad taste in non-believers' mouths, really stands out. And I know for me, wanting to live with love, kindness, and humility is something I aspire to and don't always succeed with. And so it's a good reminder for me today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the emphasis there on relate, you know, relationship. And I think, again, just as we wrap up again today, I was reading Delighting in the Trinity because that's one of the books I've borrowed from some friends, Joel and Mary, and I want to get that back to them. And so, but I mean, it is, you know, our God is a relational God in the very essence of Father, Son, and Spirit. And from eternity past, there's been relationship. And in fact, the writer of that book talks about God is love because God is triune. And so we bring that, and I like that. That's one of the distinct flavors of Letters to the Beloved that I really appreciate. So thank you.
Indeed.
And dude, indeed, we'll see you tomorrow, dude.
Yeah. All
right. On a 43-degree Tuesday, it's not just any old Tuesday. It's National Teacher Day, and we're asking you on the WIB Facebook page as well as the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, what teacher will you always remember and why? And you are answering. Linda says, Betty Silvernail for fifth grade. She taught us discipline, creativity, and the ability to memorize really long poems. Some I remember to this day, and I'm old now, says Linda. Her hands-on projects taught us so much. When I became a teacher, Linda says, I wanted to teach like she did. She was strict but kind. Nicole says, Mr. Larson remembers in the 10th and 11th grade because he made history and psychology fun, was sad when he changed schools right before my senior year. And Renee says, my creative writing teacher, Mark Heike, encouraged me so much and challenged us to read books of all different genres. John is on the line and from Ladysmith. John, I know you were a teacher for many years, right?
Yeah, I taught for 35 years.
Mm-hmm. What'd you teach?
Music.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where did you teach?
What's that?
Where did you teach?
Oh, K through 12. I taught elementary music, middle school, and high school chorus.
Right there in Ladysmith?
In Bruce.
Bruce. Okay. So who was your favorite teacher, John?
My favorite teacher was a guy by the name of Melvin Wedwick. He's passed away now. But he was my math teacher at Ladysmith High School, and I always tell people that's the best teacher Ladysmith High School ever had.
Mm.
He was very patient, very kind. He'd help you before school, after school. In fact, if it wouldn't have been for him, I'd have never passed the math class.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
Nothing like a great teacher, huh, John?
That's correct.
Yeah. Very good. Well, I appreciate it, and thanks for all your years teaching as well. Our good friend John this morning in Ladysmith on WWIB. And how do I not play a Phillips, Craig, and Dean song? Any particular teacher-related Phillips, Craig, and Dean song?
I can't think of one right offhand, but whatever you pick would be just fine.
There we go. Thanks, John. Yeah, PCD John, that's how I got the nickname. Loving that group for sure. And let me look for something good from them. Here on, you know what I believe, I think just as we talk about these stories and a lot of people talking about, somebody might write you off as a student, but a teacher who believes in you. And just like the Lord believes in lost causes. WWIB, 43 degrees. Good morning. The WIB Wake Up Show, National Teacher Day. All right, it is Teacher Appreciation Week, and today especially is Teacher Appreciation Day. And boy, earlier this morning I recognized the teacher you've heard me talk about before, the late Henry Lippold. He was so great from UW-Eau Claire. And to have been one of his students is to know him, to love him, to appreciate him, and to thank the Lord that you got a chance to be taught by him. And you've talked some about your story, but I think it's worth doing again.
Yeah, well, and again, homeschooled K through 12, mm-hmm. and so I sure appreciate all that my mom invested. Lot of other things that she could have done, and she chose to homeschool us, which, again, considering our behavior, probably wasn't always an ideal situation. But I just think of so many things that I'm grateful for my mom as a teacher. But, you know, first and foremost, teaching me to read, and both my mom and my dad, my mom, I always say, taught me to love to read, and my dad taught me to love to read great books, great works of literature. And so I owe them both an incredible debt, because that's something just for my career, yes, but also for my life, the love of reading and the love of good writing, good books as well. And yeah, there's always the fluff. That's fun too. But some of the great works of literature, more meaty books, as they would say, it's something I'm incredibly indebted to both of them for instilling that in me
that's
at a young
great.
Age.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I just picked up Mortimer Adler, How to Read a Book, and he's got like the recommended great books list. So, well, we're hearing from a lot of the listeners to the question you posted on our WIB Facebook page last night. So let's jump into some of those comments, responding to name a teacher that you'll always remember and why. Terry Randy Moldenhauer says, seventh grade, Mr. Mueller, he told us if we did an assignment and did it correctly, that was only average. It was expected. If you wanted an A or a B, you needed to do better than just what was average and expected.
And again, answering our question, what teacher will you always remember and why? Darcy, she says, my mother. And we're peas in a pod in that. She says, we were homeschooled. We were forever blessed. Thank you for sharing that, Darcy.
Go ahead and take the next one, too.
Sheila says, my high school math teacher, he was amazing. He was always so supportive and taught us everything about math, but also was an inspiration. So she said, yeah, had a great connection with her high school math teacher.
Mm-hmm. And Janet says, Lamont Page, band teacher, taught us so much on discipline and the pursuit of excellence. Bloomer High School had a very good band at the competitions, concerts, etc. are still a very fond memory to this day. I love marching band and drum corps competitions. Gives me the goosebumps.
And Lisa says, Mr. Zima, she says, he spelled my name, Lisa, L-I-S. Say he spelled it L-I-A-S. And she says that became my nickname through high school. She says, but he always made time for me for all my questions. Mm,
Tammy says, Mrs. Johnson, my first grade teacher. And Donna says, Master Sergeant Carl Gayfield. He was amazing. I had him for Air Force Junior ROTC in Indiana. Had him for 4 years. He helped shape my attitude, my behavior, and in many ways taught me respect, concern for others. He is dearly missed.
And I'll grab one more from Barbara. Mm-hmm. She says, Mrs. Keys at Caddy Woodlawn Elementary. It was her first teaching job just out of college, which is close to my heart because my little sister Promises is getting close to taking her first teaching job. And Barbara says, this teacher was so kind and caring. My favorite memory was her daily reading aloud select books to us. Island of the Blue Dolphins was a 1961 classic Caldecott winner that mesmerized me. She opened the door to a continued love of reading.
All right, it's time for Tuesday Trivia here on the WIB Wake Up Show this morning. And again, Caleb, what can they win?
They can win a beautiful hanging basket from Blue View Greenhouse in Rice Lake. You can find them near Turtleback Golf Course. $45.99 and worth every penny, the value of this gorgeous hanging basket for Mother's Day. But we want to give it to you for free. But we're playing another sound clip collage this morning. So not your traditional Tuesday trivia. We're seeing if we can stump you like we did last time.
By the way, I did add up the votes from the survey, and we can do that reveal maybe later this morning. So we do find out what you felt was, you the listeners felt was the best TV show ever.
Ever.
In the meantime, it was close. Interesting, and we'll have fun with that. But in the meantime, coming out of that, I thought it's only right that instead of a mystery voice, what about mystery themes? We've got five shows in 5 seconds. You've got to listen. Five shows in 5 seconds. You give us the right answer, and you win that hanging basket from Blue View. Are we ready?
Let's do it.
You're going to hear this a lot this morning. Here we go. Five shows in 5 seconds. I think they need to hear it again.
Indeed.
What five shows? So how are we going to do this?
All right. So 715-723-2555 is where we're starting on the year. 715-723-2555. And I think we're doing it this way, right, Havel, where, again, just guess. If you think you know one of them, go ahead and guess because we'll let you know if that is one of the five. So 715-723-2555. And maybe y'all can help each other out a little bit, too. It's five shows, 5 seconds. Whoever gets all five correct first wins that beautiful hanging basket from Blue View and Rice Lake.
All right. We've got our first contestant. Good morning.
Good morning.
Give it a try.
I could only think of three, Seinfeld, Flintstones, and the Jetsons.
You have two.
You got two.
Okay.
You have two. All right. Think about it. Again, you're helping people out, 40%. That's good. So, two of those are in there.
Two of the five. All right. Good morning. What's your guess?
Is one of them Clifford the Big Red Dog? I mean, I'm not good at TV shows, but that's just a random guess.
That's a great guess, but Clifford is not one of them.
It's not Clifford, but you think about it, honey, and you call us back, all right?
Thanks.
Thank you for calling. 715-723-2555. Five TV show themes in 5 seconds.
We better do it again. Five shows in 5 seconds. Here it is one more time. All right, to the phones we return here. Hi, what's your guess?
One of them is Seinfeld.
Okay, do you have any others you want to guess?
The Flintstones.
Okay.
And Jetsons.
All right, you've got...
That was a similar guess to the earlier. So two of those, you have two.
Yeah, out of those three you guessed, two are in there. Two are in there, so good job.
But we
keep
still
listening. Keep trying.
Hi, WWIB. What's your guess? All right.
The dial tone is not a TV show theme.
All right. So anyhow, it's kind of like you. You knew one out of the five, right?
I only knew one out of the five, and I'm kind of embarrassed that I only knew one. But yeah.
Well, they're very short. We're going to keep playing this. 5 shows in 5 seconds. We got a big prize on the line here from Blue View, the hanging basket, $45.99 value. Here it is again. 5 shows in 5 seconds.
I could just keep listening to this over and over. It's a lot of fun. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. You got a call. We haven't turned it over to the text line yet. We may, but right now, you need to call us live on the air here in the WIB Wake Up Show for Tuesday Trivia for your chance to win that beautiful, gorgeous hanging basket worth $45.99 from Blue View Greenhouse in beautiful Rice Lake, Wisconsin.
All right, we're getting one.
715-723-2555 as another entrant comes on the air.
Good morning. You're on WWIB on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your guess?
Good morning. How about we've got the Love Boat, the Flintstones, Frasier, Seinfeld, and the Jetsons.
Boy, you got 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5. Wow.
Why don't you listen to it again and guess again, okay?
All right.
Hold the line. Don't hang up yet.
Yeah, we're going to give you another shot.
What's your name?
Okay. Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, Jackie.
All right, Jackie.
And where are you calling from?
Durand.
Okay, Jackie, give it a listen again. Here we go. Any new thoughts? Give me 5 again. You got to get 5 correct.
You had 4 out of 5.
I still got the 4 out of 5.
Still
but
the
there's
4.
One I can't quite put my finger on.
All right, good try.
Okay, thank you.
That was a fantastic guess, Jackie. 4 out of 5.
Yeah, good morning, WWIB.
Good morning. Do you have a winner yet for
not
the
yet.
Trivia?
But she got 4. Jackie got 4, but go ahead.
Okay, because I was going to say, I know there's Seinfeld and the Flintstones, and I'm thinking the Mary Tyler Moore Show and Frasier, but I don't know the 5th one.
So you got 3 that time.
Close.
You have 3.
You got 3.
You have 3. That's good.
Okay. Thank
All right,
you.
Think about it. Call us back.
Okay, well, getting close.
Yeah, we've had somebody with 4, somebody with 3.
Here
so.
We go again. 5 shows in 5 seconds. Can you name them? All right, back to the phones. Hi, WWIB. What's your guess?
Seinfeld, Frasier, Flintstones, Love Boat, I Dream of Jeannie.
4 out of 5.
You had 4.
4 out of 5.
Oh. All right.
Doing fantastic, though.
Good job on 4 of those.
And again, this is great because you all, WIB family, you're helping one another out and somebody's going to figure out what that 5th one is. But that's a toughie. It really is.
I think I knew it by putting this together yesterday.
And there's always one, too. Where
Hi,
you think,
WWIB. Oh, no. You know what? Actually, one of the ones she got I thought was going to be the toughest. Hi.
Hi. Is it Love Boat, Frasier, Seinfeld, The Price is Right, and Flintstone?
4.
4 out of 5. 4 out of 5. Good
work. Here it is again.
5. I love it that people keep trying, but I kind of love it when they're stumped for a little bit as well, too. It's part of the fun
this
here
is like
of Tuesday
fishing,
Trivia.
Right? Hi, WWIB.
Frasier, Seinfeld, Flintstones, Love Boat, and Full House.
4. 4. So, we figured out, fam, that there's one.
Mm-hmm.
We probably figured out the 4. Now everybody probably knows the 4, but what's that other one? What's that other one?
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to give away a beautiful hanging basket from Blue View Greenhouse in Rice Lake.
Hi, what's your guess?
MASH, Flintstones, Seinfeld, Love Boat, Frasier.
No.
Still missing
4.
One. 4, 4 out of 5. 4 out of 5.
Hi, WWIB.
Nope. Still, it's not the dial tone. We'll just keep repeating this. The dial tone is not a TV show theme. Doesn't count as a guess. 715-723-2555-723-2555.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, is it the Love Boat?
Turn down your radio.
Mary Tyler.
Turn down your radio.
Sorry. The Love Boat, Mary Tyler Moore, Frasier, Seinfeld, and the Flintstones.
No.
Missing one. 4 out of 5. Uh-huh. Try again.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
They keep trying. We've got certain contestants that are vying for this. Hi.
Frasier, Seinfeld, Love Boat, Flintstones, and I Dream of Jeannie.
Nope. Nope. Four out of five.
Yeah.
Four out of five. So we're getting some repeated guesses as well, too. So again, narrow it down and think about, we probably know the four now, but it's just, it's that one. It's that one that no one's got yet.
I think this is a new caller. Hi, WWIB.
Yes. Is it Love Boat, Survivor, Flintstones, Frasier, and Seinfeld?
Say it again.
Love Boat, Survivor, Flintstones, Frasier, Seinfeld.
Yes, you did it. You're a winner. Who are we talking to?
My name is Kim.
Kim, where are you calling from today?
Ladysmith.
Kim from Ladysmith, you correctly identified five TV show themes in 5 seconds. Well done, my friend.
Kim, what was the one that was stumping everybody?
Survivor.
Yes.
Yes. That was
the
toughie
today. We got to play it now so people can pick it up. Here we go. Yeah, Survivor was second right after the Love Boat, right?
Yep.
Fantastic job. Kim, hold the line. We're going to hook you up with a beautiful hanging basket from Blueview Greenhouse in Rice Lake. This was a lot of fun, Havo. And again, Love Boat, Survivor, Flintstones, Frasier, Seinfeld, the five TV show themes
in
5 seconds.
We may have to return to this next week.
This
it was so fun. There's only one artist we can play right now, Caleb. You know who it is.
Oh, yes.
Baylor Wilson. She was on Survivor. Well, last week we did something on the air where we asked people for the draft, right? We were both fired up for the NFL draft.
Yep.
And pretty pleased that the Vikings were willing to trade with so many people in the NFC North. Thank you, Minnesota.
Absolutely.
For Christian
GM
Watson
there. And yeah, hopefully that works out well for us and not so much for them.
That reminded me of one of the favorite shows from people, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Classic.
Won't You Be My Neighbor? Yeah.
But very neighborly of Minnesota.
Then we took the 64 different shows that were drafted as the best, and you threw it out on Facebook over the weekend.
Yeah, so we asked again, in your opinion, what's the best TV show of all time? Mm-hmm. Trying to see, hey, from the general populace, the Wib listening family, would we have something align with one of the TV shows that was drafted by you?
And I can tell you, you know, so I tallied it up last night. I had it. I have somewhere all 64 shows and the people, and I'll probably go ahead and share that on the Wake Up Show Facebook group just out of fun at some point here. But somehow it's not in my hands here this morning. But from memory, I can tell you that, I mean, it seems like shows from days gone by, like a number of years ago, like the 70s into the early 80s, were really popular.
Yeah.
Like
oh,
the
for
most
sure.
popular.
Yeah.
And I guess they've been around, certainly, their initial run, but maybe even later on. And so I'll just go ahead and tell you, garnering 5 votes was The Waltons.
Okay.
And garnering also 5 votes was MASH. But the number one favorite television show...
I have a guess.
...of the Wib listeners that garnered 7 votes... Little House on the Prairie.
I knew it. No, it's just a classic. Seriously.
Yeah.
Michael Landon is, uh-huh. is always the one that sticks out to Pa Ingalls. But yeah,
right.
I mean, and again, especially being here in Wisconsin,
yeah.
I think we just have a special connection to the books and the show.
Sure. Pepin, Menominee. Why, you mentioned Caddy Woodlawn earlier. So.
Yeah.
So congratulations. And the listener who actually nominated that, we've got a prize for her.
Yeah.
So.
We have a $20 gift certificate for Sammy's Pizza, London Road, Eau Claire. And what was fun is you all participated in this not even knowing if there were going to be any prizes
right.
or what they were going to be. But, yeah, so with the number one overall pick, Little House on the Prairie. And so we will get her a $20 gift certificate to Sammy's.
Right. And so great to have you listening and interacting and cooperating with us as we kind of create the show together on a daily basis. Trust me, because if it wasn't for Cody, I might have forgotten to play Rick's Request, which is Crazy People from Casting Crowns. Good morning. Here we go. Yeah. It's what you were thinking about?
This is what I was thinking about, but I forgot how we could find
the William
it.
Tell Overture. Yes.
Yes, there we are.
Thinking of the Lone Ranger. But all right, so I've got in front of me 6 names. And so Derby Horse or Not is what we'll play. So are you ready?
This is the thing. Derby horses are just, it's
right.
The names are so,
right.
so crazy. Like
they're
normally
so
when we do these quizzes, like there's a little pride in there where it's,
yeah.
you did so well on the last one and I want to do well on this quiz, but it's just like flip a coin
right.
on these.
In fact, it's just a shot in the dark, which actually would be a great horse name.
I think you're right. Probably will be
here
if it's not
shot
already.
Here comes shot in the dark around the turn. Yeah. All right. So here we go. The first one, Epicenter, Derby Horse or Not.
Yes.
You are correct. One for one.
Sweet.
Sorry,
I'm just flipping my quarter over here.
I do not have the sound effects. The next one, Prance in the Grass.
I don't think so.
You're correct. Two for two.
Not a Derby horse.
Not
all right.
Not a Derby horse. All right. How about Madeline's Gift?
I think that is a Derby horse.
That is not.
Rats.
All right, two out of three.
I thought maybe like, you know, some rich family or whatever. It's like, no, I gifted this Derby horse to my
right,
daughter.
I know.
Okay, fine.
It sounds. That's what's so hard about it. All right. Cyberknife.
I think that's weird, but I think it is a Derby horse.
You're right.
Yes.
You're right. Three out of four. You know, it's kind of, this is like Balderdash if you played that game, right, where people come up with
a
word. And then you have to, you know, come up with, is it a real word or not? And
yeah.
So real horse name or not. Another one. Two more to go.
Okay.
Giggle Girl.
Oh, that's a weird one. Yes, I think it's a Derby horse.
It is a weird one, but it's not.
Rats.
He's three for five. Come on, Christian.
Okay, I got to get one more.
Get a hit here. The last one is Smile Happy. Derby horse or not?
That is weird, but I do think that is a Derby horse.
You're right.
Yes.
Four out of six. We'll give it 667. That's pretty good.
I'll take that batting average. I still think Shot in the Dark needs to be. At some point, Shot in the Dark's going to win it.
I heard it's going to be a very crowded field. 20 horses.
Wow.
You imagine?
Man, I'm just there for the hats.
I guess.